Restoring My Soul, Monday the 1st of April. God is Love. Before the initiation of God's covenant purpose for us, there was only the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There was no sin in God, nor was He able to be tempted to sin, for He is love. Note that He did not become love, for He has no beginning nor end. He is, I am. God cannot be anything other than who He is. This does not mean that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have no choice. Rather, their choice is revealed by the expression of their love. They live in freedom, choosing to give themselves to each other in constant offering. This is their fellowship in one spirit. Love is personified through this fellowship of offering and reveals their name, Yahweh Elohim. This love was acutely manifest by the covenant declaration of Elohim. In the fellowship of love that belongs to their name, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit choose, saying, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." God's covenant initiative to make us in their image and likeness is their desire to share their life and fellowship with mankind. Choice is essential to their life and fellowship because it works by giving love. That is, without the dignity and accountability of choice, nothing can be given. Accordingly, the freedom of choice is fundamental to our creation and to God's plan for us. In the unfolding of God's plan, we are all given the opportunity to choose either what God has chosen for us, that is, to be made in the image and likeness of God, or to choose sin, which is any alternative to God's perfect will for us. Eternal life belongs to those who choose what God has chosen for them. Eternal death is the portion that belongs to those who choose sin. The offering of Christ on the cross established the place and implications of choice for every person. The references used in today's devotions are 1 John chapter 4 verse 16, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 19 to 20, and Joshua chapter 24 verses 14 to 15. For further study, 1 John chapter 4.